morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, led by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, which is Christ-centered and service-oriented. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's word with you through scripture and song on this 12th Sunday after Pentecost. The readings for today have a common message for the church. Isaiah speaks of the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, and his house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. St. Paul addresses the Gentiles in his letter to the church at Rome. Jesus heals the daughter of a Canaanite woman. Our musical selections this morning direct our thoughts to prayers of the faithful, regardless of whether or not they are from the line of Israel.
A reading from the 56th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, keep justice and do righteousness. For soon my salvation will come, and my deliverance be revealed. And the foreigners who join themselves to the Lord, to minister to him, to love the name of the Lord, and to be his servants, everyone who keeps the Sabbath, and does not profane it, and holds fast my covenant, these I will bring to my holy mountain, and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Their burnt offerings and their sacrifices will be accepted on my altar. For my house shall be called a house of prayer for all peoples. The Lord God, who gathers the outcasts of Israel, declares, I will gather yet others to him besides those already gathered.
St. Paul reminds the church at Rome of the mercy that God is showing to them. We reflect on that wonderful truth in the hymn, God loved the world so that he gave.
A reading from St. Paul's letter to the church in Rome from the 11th chapter. I ask then, has God rejected his people? By no means, for I myself am an Israelite, a descendant of Abraham, a member of the tribe of Benjamin. God has not rejected his people whom he foreknew. Now I am speaking to you Gentiles. Inasmuch then as I am an apostle to the Gentiles, I magnify my ministry in order somehow to make my fellow Jews jealous, and thus save some of them. For if their rejection means the reconciliation of the world, what will their acceptance mean but life from the dead? As regards the gospel, they are enemies of God for your sake, but as regards election, they are beloved for the sake of their forefathers. For the gifts and the calling of God are irrevocable. Just as you were at one time disobedient to God, but now have received mercy because of their disobedience, so they too have now been disobedient in order that by the mercy shown to you, they also may now receive mercy. For God has consigned all to disobedience, that he may have mercy on all.
Would not have the sinner die.
the Canaanite woman is evident in her fervent requests to Jesus for healing for her daughter. He appears to reject her pleas for help, which shows the strong faith that she had in his power and compassion, and served to teach his disciples and us the importance of prayer. The hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus," conveys this important teaching of our Lord.
A reading from the 15th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Jesus went away from there and withdrew to the district of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and was crying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely oppressed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word. And his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying out after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not right to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord, yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed.
Thank you for inviting us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Pastor Speckard and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. You may contact the church office at 574-896-2025 if you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckard and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you always seek the Lord throughout your life and know that you can take everything to Him in prayer.